This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Celebrity Scandal Recovery, Communication Lessons That Work. The Comeback Playbook, what every professional can learn from celebrity scandal recovery. What happened? Celebrity reputation collapses follow a predictable pattern, a public scandal, a chaotic initial response, and then a slow or fast climb back to public favour. What separates the celebrities who recover from those who disappear is not luck or fame. It is deliberate communication strategy. The ones who survive make specific choices about timing, tone, and transparency. The ones who fail make those choices badly, or not at all. The communication angle. Here is a lesson: your first public statement after a crisis is not your apology. It is your positioning. What you say first tells the audience who you are under pressure. That is the only thing they are watching for. Most public figures get this wrong because they treat the first statement as damage control. They want to minimize. They want to qualify. They want to say sorry without saying sorry. Audiences are not fooled. A statement full of passive language mistakes were made. If anyone was hurt, signals that the person is protecting themselves, not addressing the people they wronged. The comeback never starts with self-protection. It starts with ownership. The celebrities who engineer successful comebacks do three things in sequence. First, they name the behaviour specifically. Not my past actions, but the actual thing they did. Second, they acknowledge the impact on real people, not just their own reputation. Third, they announce a concrete change in new behaviour, a new commitment, a specific action that can be observed and verified. Vague promises of growth mean nothing. I have entered a programme, or I have donated to this specific organisation means something. One is a feeling. The other is evidence. Timing matters as much as content. The instinct is to wait, to let things cool down, to get ahead of the story through silence. That instinct is almost always wrong. Silence reads as guilt or contempt. A fast, honest, specific statement, even an imperfect one, beats a polished statement delivered 2 weeks later. The audience will forgive imperfection. They will not forgive the feeling that you calculated your way back to their good graces. The final piece of a real comeback is consistency over time. One good statement does not rebuild trust. A year of behaviour that matches the statement does. The celebrities who stick their comebacks show up repeatedly, say the same things in different rooms, and never contradict the narrative they established on day one. That is not spin. That is integrity made visible through repetition. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis language gives you a word-for-word framework for structuring an accountability statement, including how to open, where to place the acknowledgement of harm, and how to close with a commitment that sounds credible instead of rehearsed. The difference between a statement that rebuilds trust and one that destroys it often comes down to a single sentence placed in the wrong order. The takeaway. Before you make any public statement after a crisis, write three sentences on a piece of paper. Sentence 1, what exactly did I do? No softening. Sentence 2, who was hurt and how. Sentence 3, what specific thing will I do differently, starting now? If you cannot write all three sentences clearly, you are not ready to speak publicly. Keep writing until you can. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.